Well, you better participate in the Home and Garden Sweepstakes. Be a winner. We've got a lot going on the contest page at sharedmedia.com. We have Hot Buys today, James. They're up right now.
True.
Yeah. Click on the Hot Buys button at sharedmedia.com. Go to the contest page. We got a lot going on and a beautiful sunny day today.
Yes, it is.
On this eighth day of May, Tony Tenniel is 85. Today,
Tony
the
Tenniel.
Captain and Tenniel, she is 85 today. David Attenborough,
legend,
99.
Hero. Yeah, he's done. He's retiring too. retiring. Quote,
I'm retiring. I'm 99.
Yeah. I mean, from the narration, I believe
right,
he's done.
Right. 99. I did not realize he was. I knew he was older, but I didn't realize he was 99. Man. Okay. Melissa Gilbert. Laura Ingalls.
Okay.
Little House on the Prairie. 61. On the date book today, U.S. Post Office established in 1794.
Cool.
On this date. 1842. The first train wreck occurred. 53 people were killed. Bellevue, France. On this date.
That was the first train wreck? Wow.
Yeah. 1842. Paul Hines made the first unassisted triple play in baseball in 1878.
Cool. Only been like
right
11 of those, I think. Maybe a little less.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That many?
I'm going to say 8 to 11
wow.
total.
That's not very many. Man.
Now I'm going to double check.
check your friend. President Harry S. Truman announces in a radio speech World War II had ended in Europe, VE Day, today, on this eighth day of May. And in 1847, Robert Thompson patented rubber tires.
Mm.
He called them air wheels, originally.
It's a cooler name.
Yeah.
Air wheels?
Air wheels.
That's a cool name.
That is a cool name.
15 unassisted triple 15 plays.
15 unassisted triple plays.
In the history of the MLB. There you go.
Wow. It's not very many.
No. It's you're rare.
You're in rare earth.
You got to, if you're the team batting, you got to really mess up if you're giving up an unassisted triple play.
Just so they're not on a list of names of people who gave it up.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you got to, it's a hard thing to do just because there's a lot of random stuff that's got to happen. You got to have a runner on first and second. It's got to be probably a line drive to a shortstop or a second baseman. Or something like that, and they catch it, touch second, and then tag the runner that was running from first. That's usually how it goes.
Wow. That's impressive.
That's usually how it goes.
All right. Thanks for that
insight
there.
Next time,
now you know.
If runner's on first and second, you're watching a game, keep that in mind.
Because
you know?
I have. You'll have to remind us when you're doing Trooper Baseball.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a possibility.
Yeah, I'll say, hey, runner's on first and second. Watch out for the unassisted triple play here. It only happened 15 times in the history of the MLB.
I like it. Today's coconut cream pie day. Not so much, but if it's the only thing that's on the kitchen, that's okay.
I'm not a coconut guy, so.
I'm not either.
I'll pass.
Yeah, me too. Free trade day today.
Okay.
It is, since trade's been in a lot of talks lately, give someone a cupcake day.
Sure.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Okay.
Make a book day.
Make a book?
Yeah, make a book.
Okay.
All right. No socks.
You should write a book. You ever think about that? You could do the history of Sheridan Media.
Man.
That'd be a little pompous, but, you know.
No.
Hey, we'll write a book about ourselves. About our business.
I don't think I'd have the patience to write a book, James.
That's true. Well, you could just get you could do what everybody, well, what most famous people do is they get somebody who is a writer and they just talk it out to that person and then they write it.
That's good.
It's usually what happens.
That would have to happen.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, yeah, no, I don't even know if he would have patience to do that.
No. It takes a long time.
My patience today is really thin.
Yeah,
as you
it's
can
wearing
tell.
Thin. Yeah,
James can tell.
I'm sitting up straight, keeping my manners.
Nothing against James. James hasn't done anything. Just some things.
Haven't done anything
don't
yet.
Don't say that. You're not going to do anything. It's no socks day, as I mentioned.
No socks day.
No socks. You know what socks?
Put your socks on.
It's the oldest known socks were discovered in Egypt, that date back to around 300 A.D.
How about that?
In medieval Europe, socks were a luxury item for the wealthy.
Cool.
Oh, hey. The word sock comes from the Latin word soccus.
Okay.
Meaning a light, low-heeled shoe.
Sure. Okay.
Knitting machines for socks were invented in 1589.
Man, a lot of people just had their dogs out for a long time.
I know. Ancient Greek and Roman actors wore socks on stage.
Yeah?
To keep warm.
To keep warm.
To keep warm. No other reason. In ancient times, socks were sometimes tied to the ankles with leather straps.
Okay.
Must not have
had
that elastic.
No elastic yet.
No elastic yet. They were just getting.
That's funny, though. That's a funny visual.
That is a funny visual. Knitting, the world record. For the most people, knitting simultaneously in a single location, 3,083 people.
Wow.
This record was set by the National Federation of Women's Institutes at an event held at the Royal Albert Hall in London.
It's a lot of blankets.
All participants knitted continuously for 15 minutes.
Okay.
There you go.
Cool.
I know. World record.
Knitted continuously for 15 minutes.
15 minutes. 3,000 and something.
They all probably made like a tablecloth.
Eat walnuts.
Sometimes.
We should start, James.
Walnuts are good.
Walnuts are really good for you. Eating walnuts for breakfast.
Okay.
Can enhance cognitive function, helping people think faster throughout the day, according to a study.
Hmm.
Be sure to have them not long after you wake up. Memory improvements from walnuts were observed to kick in after about 5-6 hours. So that means about, you know, if you get up early.
5-6 hours.
Right, afterwards. That means if you get up early, like, you know, 6 a.m. and you down some walnuts, it doesn't say how many, though. I want to know how many.
Not to mention.
I hope it's not like a bag of.
That's what I'm going to say, yeah.
Because otherwise.
Those are pretty calorie dense, too.
Yeah, that's not happening. If it's that many. But memory improvements from walnuts were observed to kick in after about 5-6 hours, suggesting a unique pattern from these nutrient-rich nuts.
5-6 hours. So if I get up at 7, let's say, and I have walnuts at 7:10.
By noon.
By noon, I'll... Okay. Okay. Or 1.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm willing to...
Why do you say 7:10?
I don't know. Because I don't wake up at 6. yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Walnuts right off rip. I don't know if I can do that.
I don't know if I can just sit down some walnuts.
No.
At 5-6 o'clock.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, not in the morning like that. No.
I can't do it at 4 a.m. I'm not doing it then. It would kick in by time about right now, though, if I did.
That's true.
But I don't know if I can eat. I don't know if I can eat walnuts.
You'd be sitting here counting cards.
I don't know if I can eat walnuts that early. That's early.
That is early. I don't eat any nuts in the morning.
It's just
like
not,
any.
Pistachios,
peanuts, nothing.
I'm just not a big breakfast guy.
Yeah.
It's like a protein shake, if anything.
That's usually about what I'm at, too.
Yeah. How about the guy in Yellowstone National Park?
We had another one.
Another one, bison.
It's yearly at this point.
What are we at? Bison 1, people 0?
Hey, well, that's going to continue. We have a pretty good edge on them, though, to be fair, going back to the 1800s.
Can't get close to the bison, people.
At what point, to be honest, at what point are we just going to close that off from walking travelers? Because people keep getting injured.
It's going to come to a point like that where, you know, they won't, but.
I don't think so either, but, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Well, if you keep getting stupid people.
That's what
people.
I mean. If you get people running into the thermal pools and then getting gored by bison, at some point we're just going to be like, just stay in your cars.
Man. All right, James. An ex-Pentagon employee says, insider here, debate over unidentified aerial phenomenon by claiming the government has recovered a flying aircraft of non-human origin.
I feel like I've heard this 9,000 times before.
9,000
times. This is like
times.
The lottery. This is like the lottery stories.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he could not provide physical evidence.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Wow. I only have insight.
By referencing classified materials and eyewitness reports compiled over the years of the investigation, according to him, the object can perform abrupt directional changes, hover silently, accelerate at speeds that defy known laws of physics, raising questions about its origin and purpose.
I'm not saying there aren't weird things out there, but at this point, I just want something, like, physical. I've seen so many videos. There's only so many videos you can see at this point.
There's only so many grainy videos.
Right.
That you can look
like, what
at.
What are we doing? We haven't seen any of this now?
Hey, guess what? Pac-Man. It's Pac-Man's 45 today. 1980.
Yeah.
Came out in
Legend.
May in Tokyo that year. It was originally It was originally called Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Then they changed it to Puck-Man,
yep.
Then change it to
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Went through a lot of changes, and then Mrs. Pac-Man came out. That was also...
She came out in 1981, mm-hmm. James, because it was so popular.
Mm-hmm. I think that was a Japanese exclusive as well for a little bit. And
so
then it came over.
Happy birthday, Pac-Man.
Yeah, shout out, Pac-Man.
Yeah, shout out. Enjoy a day today. It's going to be a sunny, beautiful day today. Coming up, 8 o'clock, Fox News, Swap Shop next on News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan.
The midnight sun, wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless heart.